This goes to Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y, fax 989-956-9165, and Dr. V like Victor, A, D like David, L, A, M like Mary, U, D like David, I, fax 989-539-7747. Regarding Sheila, which is S-H-E-L-A, last name Aek, it's A-E-C-K, date of birth 3/20/1949. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Aek, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which has been present since 2020. The patient has recently been diagnosed with B-cell lymphoma after a right axillary area biopsy, and the finding was B-cell lymphoma. So she started on chemotherapy. It's the R-CHOP, R like right hyphen CHOP, capital C-H-O-P, and she's had three treatments of that chemotherapy done, and two more to go, and then she will have further testing. She was supposed to have another PET scan done last weekend, but blood sugar was greater than 200, so they postponed that until the blood sugar could be lower. She is feeling well right now. Her biggest complaint is chronic low back pain, and she really doesn't take any pain medications on a regular basis. And especially not oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no history of kidney stones, no recurrent UTIs, no edema. And she does have type 2 diabetes. She was on metformin for several years, and now she is on glimepiride instead, and that has been controlling blood sugar a little better, she reports. She's also had low magnesium levels after the chemotherapy and has been receiving magnesium infusions also in the infusion center. Past medical history is significant for hypertension. Recently, it was very low, so her lisinopril 20 milligram daily was stopped. Also, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, a history of CVA without residual effects versus a TIA, elevated uric acid levels, gastroesophageal reflux disease, low magnesium levels. She had colon cancer in 2016 that required chemotherapy and radiation treatments. Now she has B-cell lymphoma, arthritis, rheumatoid type, COPD from chronic smoking, sleep apnea, and type 2 diabetes. Past surgical history, she had the biopsy of the right breast axillary area that was positive for B-cell lymphoma 8/10/23. She's had left ankle surgery, and the ankle is actually fused in the flexed position. She is unable to straighten or dorsiflex that further. She has to wear a support on that ankle. She had a cardiac catheterization done in 2001 that did not require stents or any further treatment. Cholecystectomy. She had a colonoscopy in 2021. She had a splenectomy in 1970 or 1971 after traumatic injury to the spleen area. She's had tonsils and adenoids out. She's had tubal ligation, and she's had placement of the right chest port for chemotherapy and lab draws. Social history, she is a smoker. She smokes 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for many years. She denies alcohol or illicit drug use. She is a widow and lives alone. Family history is significant for diabetes, stroke, and rectal carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, Symbicort 164.5, two inhalations twice a day, Ventolin inhaler as rescue inhaler, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Fenofibrate 145 mg daily, Metoprolol extended release 25 mg daily, Omeprazole is 20 mg daily, Imdurt 30 mg daily, Wellbutrin 150 mg once a day, Synthroid 100 mcg daily, Norvasc 10 mg daily, Zoloft 100 mg daily, Remeron 30 mg daily at bedtime, Glipizide is 5 mg twice a day, vitamin D3 2000 units daily, multivitamin daily, calcium with vitamin D daily, Tagamet 200 mg daily. Allopurinol 300 mg daily, Compazine 10 mg every 6 hours as needed, and Zofran 8 mg orally disintegrating tablet, one every 8 hours as needed for nausea. Physical exam, height is 61 inches, weight 143 pounds, pulse 77, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 100 over 70, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear without drainage or irregularities, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable liver enlargement. Extremities, no edema. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done 11-9 of 2023. Creatinine had improved. It was 1.45 with an estimated GFR 38. When 9-20 of 23, it had increased up to 1.73 with the GFR 31. At that time, her blood pressure was low and lisinopril was stopped. So the improvement may have been secondary to better blood pressure and being off lisinopril. 6-29 of 23, creatinine 1.1, GFR 53. 3-14-23, creatinine 1.6, GFR 34. 6-28 of 2022, creatinine 1.7, GFR 29. 2-12-22, creatinine 1.7, GFR 30. February 10th, 21, creatinine 1.6, GFR 32. 11-18 of 2020, creatinine is 1.4, GFR 37. So this is progressive. She does tend to fluctuate up and down. 11-9 of 23, her hemoglobin is 9.9, normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium 8.5, electrolytes normal. Protein was 5.8, albumin 3.5, liver enzymes were normal, phosphorus 3.2, magnesium was low at 1.1. Uric acid level 920 of 23 was elevated at 7.8. And the patient had an echocardiogram done 9-8 of 23. Ejection fraction was 57%. She had dilated right and left atrium moderately. She had moderate mitral regurgitation and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. I have a kidney ultrasound done 2-8 of 23. The right kidney was small at 8.3 centimeters. No cysts, no stones, no hydronephrosis. The left kidney was 9.4 centimeters, no hydronephrosis, cysts, or masses. The bladder was decompressed on this study. And we have a PET scan, whole body, done 9-19 of 2023, which revealed no obstruction or suspicious areas in the abdomen or pelvic area, but there was severe atherosclerosis of the aorta and its branches. that was noted. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, relatively stable since 2020. Bilaterally small kidneys, number two, and three, the B-cell lymphoma currently receiving chemotherapy. Four, GERD. We strongly recommend stopping Tagamet because that is known to raise creatinine levels. And so she would need to find a replacement for that. Probably Pepcid would be an adequate replacement. But we have advised the patient that Tagamet should be stopped. And she can continue the omeprazole also. We would like to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should continue all routine medications, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.